The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Live from the Hawks Nest. First time in 9 months. That's right, we got basketball coming back at you. The Lady Hawks going to be back on the court to take on the McLaughlin High School Pioneers. Mac High from just down the road in Milton Freewater. And that means that you're actually in College Place. We've got a full parking lot. We got a full house. I am sitting here on the visitor's side, and there are a truckload of Pioneer fans here as we're looking to get 1A basketball off the ground again. And Lady Hawks, who opened the season last year with a win over Mac High in Milton Freewater, now they're looking to perhaps repeat the feat in hosting the Pioneers here at home to open the season. When we come back for this pregame, we'll take a look at Lady Hawks' season last year, which middling success. We'll also take a look, obviously, at starting lineups, and we do have an adjustment for those who were anticipating who we might be putting on the court, and we're returning most of the folks that we were putting on the court late last year. But we are going to be missing a key player. We will talk about that in this pregame when we return, as we're live here from the Hawks Nest. Your Lady Hawks getting ready to take on the Mac High Pioneers here in College Place. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live here from the Hawks Nest in College Place, your Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to start the 2025-2026 season against an opponent that they played in the second game last year. They played Mack High. Down in Milton Freewater last year, beat them 30-17, and looking maybe to get a similar result. Perhaps we'd be scoring a bit more in opening things up this season. Lady Hawks coming off a campaign last year. They went 8-12 overall. They went 5-4 in districts. So they had some moderate success and did manage to, as I remember correctly, let's double check that. No, I think I do have that wrong, actually. Yeah, shoot, I guess they did not end up qualifying for the playoffs. But the Lady Hawks opened up with a with two wins last year, beating Riverside in Boardman 44-28. And that will be our next opponent this coming Saturday. We're going to host Riverside here on Saturday. And then went down to Milton Freewater and beat Mack High 30-17. And then we got into district play, which we'll be doing next Tuesday. And things didn't go so well for some time. Lost to Natchez Valley, lost to Wapato, lost to Cashmere, and Cashmere being the cream of the crop. We went up to Connell, and we beat the Lady Eagles 56-48, which was delightful to be able to observe because Connell had been dominating us for so many years. We ended up beating the Lady Eagles on their home court, and then we proceeded to come home and beat the Lady Bears of Kybee 39-33, and then beat Lady Irish of DeSales in the Christmas tournament at DeSales 59-27. But then in the championship of that Christmas tournament, we ended up losing to Columbia Burbank 60-53. And then we resume league play after the new year, lost to Zilla 81-44, lost to Royal 72-34, and having trouble with those teams. But then we beat Waluke, and Waluke, I don't believe, won a league game last year, 60-23. Then we won another three-game losing streak, losing to Natchez Valley, Wapato, and Cashmere up in Cashmere. Then we beat Connell again, so we swept the season series from Connell, lost to Kybees, who ended up splitting the season series with them. Then I say hi to our AD. It's like, we're going to bump fists? We're going to shake hands? What are we going to do? But anyway, we ended up splitting the season series with Kybee as we went to Kybee and actually got blown out 52-29, then lost to Zilla. But then we closed out the year with a win over Waluke. Now, the Lady Hawks are returning the bulk of the players that we put on the court last year. We are going to have... let's see. Let me make sure I get the names right. So we'll have Charlie Amick out there, Ellie Anders, Ayala Bryant, Bertukin Durand, all saw extensive playing time last year. Rahima Durand came off the bench quite a bit last year, as did Emma Niemeyer. Carly Ray saw a little bit of spot activity last year, but now she is on the varsity bench. Grace Lantan is also coming off the varsity bench. Annie Watson is a new name. But, and then the other person that we have available this season is Lou Weaver. The problem is Lou technically is not on the bench. Now, what I will say, I'm seeing the girls warm up right now. We've got Rahima Durand is up there sinking free throws. And Lou Weaver's under the basket in warm-ups, helping to rebound. She will not be playing tonight, unfortunately. Our multi-year starting point guard, and so much of our offense gets started with Lou Weaver. She is unavailable. She has a knee injury, and in talking to some folks along the scorer's bench, she may not be available at all this month. Hopefully, we'll be seeing her next month in January. So that is unfortunate in that Weaver is such a pest both on defense, but she's an excellent ball handler, does an outstanding job of getting the ball up the court, and getting the offense subsequently started. And we're going to be missing that in this opening contest against Mack High out of Milton Freewater. One of the advantages, at least last year, Mack High had tremendous difficulty. They had tremendous difficulty getting anything going with regards to offense. And now we didn't exactly light things on fire, as you may have heard earlier. We won that game 30-17, so we weren't exactly lighting things up, but defensively we were able to keep Mack High from getting anything going on offense whatsoever. I seem to remember that the first quarter of that game in Milton Freewater last year, we actually had single digits, and we either shut out Mack High in the first quarter, or if I remember correctly, we actually held them to like 2 or 4 points. So here is hoping that Mack High's offense continues to struggle and we are able to overcome the lack of Lou Weaver on the court and playing point guard, playing quarterback for us and getting things up and down the court. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have starting lineups as the Lady Hawks here in Hawks Nest getting ready to open this new basketball season against the Mack High Pioneers. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
There You hear the College Place Choir. Hopefully you got a chance to hear that, performing the Star Spangled Banner. And I got to say, having seen a number of small school bands over the years and electronic versions, that version there stands out. That is, that, they did well, made things look good. Now we're going to, now the problem is we're having difficulties with the flag. It's something we can have automatically unfurled, and we had trouble getting it unfurled. And now we have it, finally got it fully unfurled, and we can't get it to go back up. So, if we can't solve this flag issue, we might have a little bit of a delay. Oh, there it is. There it is. We got it going up now. So, all right. It's always something. So while they're getting the flag pulled up, let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First for the visiting Mack High Pioneers. And we should have a kind of a loud gym because, as you well know, Milton Freewater is just down the road and the parking lot is full. Though I want to say the home bleachers probably about 75% full, and the visiting bleachers, that's pretty much equivalent. And you can hear the visiting fans behind me. So this should be a fairly rocking game we've got here, at least in terms of fan participation. They are announcing the folks starting on the bench from McLaughlin, so we'll mention those. They're going to have a sophomore in Daisy Flores, a senior in Miley Rhodes, a freshman in Mackenzie Smith, a senior in Ariana Garcia Brown, and a sophomore in Haley Stifle. For head coach Alexis Perez, she is going to start a freshman. Number 2, Delaney Chestnut, will be out there. She'll also start a senior, number 4, Maritza Rubalcaba. I recall calling Ms. Rubalcaba last year. Also going to start a sophomore, number 5, Ella Burwell. Another senior in number 10, Abigail Perkins. And then finally rounding things out for the Pioneers, we'll have a junior in number 20, Madison Stifle. For head coach Julie Hill, now she's got a starting lineup. You're going to hear names that you've heard before. We're going to start at guard, the 5'6 senior, number 1, Charlie Amick. And it's important that Amick hit from outside, that she find her shooting touch. Our offense sometimes relied on that last year. Starting, I believe, at point guard will be the 5'5 senior, number 2, Bertukin Durand, who saw a great deal of time and started numerous times last year. But also getting a start is going to be the 5'8 junior, number 3, Ayala Bryant, who an athletic player who came off the bench on numerous occasions. Also going to start the 5'6 senior guard, number 10, Ellie Andrews. And then rounding things out will be a 5'7 sophomore in Emma Niemeyer. Again, those players on the bench. So we'll have Grayson Tan, the 5'6 senior, who had a couple of games where she was really putting some grit out there last year. Going to have a 5'6 senior, number 11, Annie Watson. And I believe Annie is new this year. Going to have the 5'1 sophomore, number 14, Rahima Durand. Going to be needing her coming off the bench to be handling the ball. And then we'll have a 5'9 sophomore in number 15, Carly Ray. You may have noticed, if you just tuned in here, I did not mention this senior, the 5'5 senior, number 5, Lou Weaver. She is on the bench, and she is rooting her players on, but she is unavailable. And my ubiquitous clandestine informants tell me that she is going to be unavailable probably through the month of December. We hope to get her back in January as she is rehabbing a knee injury. So it'll be something of a challenge without having the redhead out there. And I do see her parents. They're still supporting College Place basketball as they've done for, I don't know, last 10, 12 years. They've sent a series of redheaded point guards out there and lose the last of them. And we really want to get her back on the court for her senior year so that she can put an exclamation mark on what really has been a pretty good career here at College Place. So the refs are turning their jackets in, and the Hawks in their home whites and that Bronco orange, they're in their final huddle. And now the Pioneers coming out in kind of cardinal red, that deep red with white trim. And it's going to be Bryant. Bryant is going to step in against, let us see, I got to get this. Bryant, I think, is stepping in against Abby Perkins. Nope, she's stepping in against Madison Stifel. Stifel tips it back over to Rahima Durant, who feeds up to Emma Niemeyer. Now back to Durant, going to swing on the right to Bryant. Now in the corner to Charlie, then feeds it down to Ayala. Her lay-in is no good, and we're going to have a rebound back high. And that is going to be Abby Perkins coming up. She then wants to tip it down the court. Ball ends up getting tipped by Ella Bryant out of bounds. And last touch by the Pioneers. So heads-up play by Ella Bryant. Forces the turnover. She'll feed to Bertukin. And Duran will play quarterback. She gives on the right wing to Charlie Amick. Launches a three off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound going to be brought down by Ella Burwell. And then gets tied up by Ellie Andrews. And we get a jump ball. Possession of favoring the Pioneers. No score. Just underway here in the Hawks Nest. 7:30 to go. Long outlet's going to be all tipped. And ultimately tracked down by Ella Bryant. She quickly goes down court to Durand, who then drives down baseline, wants to kick out to the middle. Ball ends up getting tipped, and it's going to be stolen by Delaney Chestnut. Chestnut's going to come up, try and push off Ellie Andrews, still driving, now coming to the left, now driving baseline, puts up a shot, ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be brought down. Let's see. It's going to be brought down by Mack High. Ella Burwell has it on the right wing. She wants to drive in, has the ball tipped away by Bertukin. Burwell gets it back. Now it's going to be stolen by Bertukin. We're going to end up going on the deck. Burwell comes down with it and feeds it directly to Ayala Bryant. No score, and the Lady Hawks making Mack High commit turnovers. Durand to Charlie Amick for a long three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound brought down by Ayala Bryant. Reverse lane is no good. Ellie Andrews rebound, kick out to Durand. That hits it! Bertukin Durand from downtown. A three, and it's 3-0 College Place and a turnover. Charlie Amick up to driving Bryant. Feeds out to Ellie Andrews. She'll put up for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Abby Perkins will come down with the rebound. And then we have a blocking foul coming up the court. I think this might be on Ayala. It is. That foul's on Ayala Bryant. That'll be her first personal. So the Hawks getting some looks. Not able to finish them necessarily, but we do have Bertukin Durand hitting from the left wing. As Perkins wants to give it out baseline, it's going to be full court press. Tipped pass is going to be chased down by Charlie Amick. She'll chase it down in the backcourt. Now she'll bring it up. Stop on the right wing. Feed to Bertukin on the left wing, and she's going to call for travel. She walked before she put the ball down. 6:15 to go in the first. 3-0 College Place. Opening game of the 25-26 campaign as Abby Perkins will take it out far sideline, and the Lady Hawks going to press. And Niemeyer is going to step into the passing lane, gathers in the ball, but then steps on the sideline. So far sideline, it'll be Mack High basketball. And Perkins will take it out again. Perkins waiting for the ball. Now finally gets it, and she'll give in the backcourt to Rivalcaba. And Maritza will bring it up, dribbling to the left. Gets cut off by Charlie Amick. Now dribbling to the right. Has a tap by Charlie, but it's going to be picked up by Burwell. And as Burwell comes around the right wing, they're going to say she got fouled, I believe, by Bertukin Durand. Yep. Durand picks up her first personal. And so Burwell will take it out far sideline now with a fresh 30. 6:05 to go in the first. Lady Hawks up 3-0. Against Mack High as Burwell wants to go long to Chestnut. Chestnut on the left wing, picked up by Ellie Andrews, cuts off the baseline. Chestnut loses out of bounds off her own leg. Ellie Andrews forces the turnover. And I haven't really been counting, but I'm sure College Place has forced at least 3 turnovers already, if not 4. So Bertukin will bring it up on the right wing to Charlie Amick. Charlie, now at the top end to Bertukin on the left wing, feeds down low to Niemeyer, back out to Bertukin. She'll pull up for three from the left, and it's Bertukin Durand is 2-for-2 from downtown. 6-0 College Place. 5:40 to go in the first. Long outlet goes to nobody. Charlie Amick's going to chase it down. Yet another turnover. Charlie on the right wing to Ellie Andrews, fakes the three, drives in, puts up a contested two, comes in and out, no good. Emma Niemeyer comes down with the rebound and puts it away. Emma Niemeyer with her first bucket of the game, and it's 8-0 College Place, and we're going to have a timeout, Mack High. 5:24 to go in the first. We'll be back in 60 seconds at in College Place as the Lady Hawks lead Mack High 8-0. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM TGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy tasting. Good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Last year in Milton Freewater, the Lady Hawks held Mack High to 17 points and held them in single digits. I want to say held them even scoreless in the first quarter, in single digits through the first half. 5:24 to go here in the first. Lady Hawks up 8-0. And the offense clicking to some extent, based in part on pressure turnovers, and the Lady Hawks going to press. Full court, Burwell is going to have Ayala Bryant in her face as she tries to get it in and running out of time. Now does get it to Ruokaba. She then comes up, has it stolen by Ellie Andrews, who then got block fouled by Ruokaba. She'll pick up her first. That's the first team foul for the Pioneers. Ruokaba with one. Lady Hawks have two. And Rahima Durand. What do we got here? Rahima Durand, no, that's not right. Let's look at this. Rahima Durand, Carly Ray, and Grace Laton all checking in as Andrews will give to Ton. Now back to Andrews on the right wing. Now give up at the top to Bryant. She ends up putting up about a 15-footer, no good. Andrews have to chase down the rebound. Gives down low to Ton, fights out for it, feeds to Rahima in the corner. Now to Andrews. Now to Bryant for a left wing three. Oh, banks it home! Ayala Bryant from downtown! Lady Hawks with three threes. They're up 11-0 as Burwell gets it into Ruokaba. She comes up the left wing with Ayala Bryant all over her. Now she pulls up. Now feeds to Chestnut on the left wing. Cross court to Burwell. She pulls up for three. Air ball. Rebound Grace Lincoln. Goes up court to Rahima Durand. Rahima coming down the right wing. Feeding. That is Carly Ray in transition. Her left-handed lane is no good. Ellie Andrews steals the rebound. Feeds to Ayala Bryant. Off the front rim, no good. Grace Lanton with the rebound. That putback is no good. Carly Ray then manages to steal the rebound, but then tosses the ball out of bounds. Checking in for Mack High will be Ariana Garcia-Brown, a senior, and Haley Stifel, a sophomore, will check in. 4:27 to go in the first. Lady Hawks pitching a shutout. 11-0 against Mack High. As that outlet pass is going to end up being all chased down by Grace Lanton. She wasn't able to hang on to it, but did poke it out of bounds. Lady Hawk pressure, man, forcing the Pioneers into turnovers. It's going to be Burwell taking it out far sideline. And she'll almost certainly give in the backcourt to Perkins, which she does. Perkins will now walk it up, crossing the center circle. And Ton will come out on her. That tips the ball. Perkins manages to gather it back in with Ton all over her. She needs some help. That's going to be stolen by Rahima Durand, who ended up losing it. It's going to be picked up now. We got to scramble on the deck for it. Rahima's going to end up with it. I believe she got fouled by Ella Burwell. Yep. Burwell will pick up her first personal. I'm going to check that. That is her second personal. Second team foul. Charlie Amick did check back in, and she'll spell Ellie Andrews. Amick hasn't been hitting from downtown, but Tukin Durand has, as Charlie has the ball on the top wing, wants to feed to, that was number 10. I got to make sure I get my name straight. No, that wasn't Ellie Andrews. And we got a steal. Carly Ray is going to feed Charlie Amick. Her lane is going to end up being no good, and Abby Perkins will come down with the rebound. She comes down the left wing, got away with the travel. Goes all the way down, puts it off the left rim, no good. They're going to say she got fouled. That might have been on Grace Lanton, and that's going to be a shooting foul. No, they're going to say that foul's on Charlie Amick. So that's her first personal. And who is this? Is this Miley Rhodes? Come on, ref, get out of the way. No, this is Abby Perkins, who first from the charity stripe tonight for either team. And Perkins ends the shutout. hits her first. It is 11-1 College Place. As Annie Watson will see her first action, and Ayala Bryan will get a breather. So Perkins. Now, and boy, the student section is letting her have it. She barely puts that shot off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Annie Watson. She'll feed Charlie. And Amick will now walk it up. Gives on the left wing to Rahima. Now back to Charlie at the top. Charlie on the right wing to 11. I got to get the name straight. Kick back out to 11 in the corner. She'll launch a three. That's going to be way long. Tip rebound. Going to be chased down by Rahima Duran. No change on the shot clock. 9 seconds to go. Right wing. Annie Watson goes down low to, that was Carly Ray. Now back to Charlie. Now to Rahima. She's got a launch, and it was too late. We've got a shot clock violation. As the Lady Hawks were not aware that Watson's shot did not touch the rim. So Perkins with the full court press again tries to get it in. And running out of time, it's going to be tipped and chased down by Watson. She'll feed on the right wing to Charlie Amick. She then puts it up off the back rim. No good. Tip rebound brought down by Rahima. Rahima has on the left wing to Charlie at the top for three. That's an air ball. It ends up going out of bounds. No, my goodness. Grace Sultana went out to get it. Feeds back to Charlie. That's off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound's going to chase down by Rahima to Charlie on the left wing. Now on the right wing to Watson, who has to chase it down into the corner. Now to Charlie up top. Amick to Tan to Rahima. And the left wing to Charlie up top. She'll try the three again. That's off the front of the rim. No good. But Annie Watson is there for the offensive rebound. That put back is no good. Scramble for the rebound. I think it's going to be chased up. Lady Hawks get it again. Charlie Amick on the right wing to Watson. Wants to go down low. Ball gets a tip. Watson gathers it back in. Feeds to Amick on the right wing. Ball goes on the deck. Watson has it. 18 on the shot clock. Wants to feed to Grayson Tong. Ball gets tipped away. And Watson's going to chase it down. Feed on the right wing to Charlie. Charlie drives down baseline and hits. Charlie Amick. As the Lady Hawks get chance after chance after chance, and they execute 13-1 Lady Hawks coming up on 2 minutes to go here in the first. As Rivalcaba with Grayson Tan in her face, got a full court press, wants to feed to Chestnut, gets stolen, feeds Tan, lays it in. Annie Watson with the assist, Grayson Tan with the bucket, 15-1 College Place. And then Charlie Amick bats the inbounds, out of bounds to the Mack High bench. And Lady Hawks showing hustle here against Mack High. So frustrated Abby Perkins with Grayson Tan on her will get it midcourt to Rivalcaba. 1:46 to go in the first. Rivalcaba facing a 2-3 zone. Feeds on the right wing to Haley Stifle. Stifle stuck in the corner. Turns the ball over. Feed up court to Rahima Duran. She's got nobody behind her. She races home. Lands a bit too strong. Rebound, however, by... Yeah, that's Carly Ray with the offensive rebound and put back 17-1 College Place. The route is on here in the first quarter. And they can't get the inbounds in, and we're going to end up going on the deck. Watson and Chestnut end up fighting for it, and we got a jump ball. Matt Kai is going to have a couple of substitutes. They're going to bring Madison Stifle back in there, as well as Daisy Flores. We'll see her first action, so Charlie Amick will take it out right in front of me. 17-1, College Place. 1:17 to go in the first. To Tan. Back to Charlie on the right wing with Chestnut coming out on her. Feeds to, I don't know who, to Rahima on the left wing. She'll pull up for three. Oh, almost banked it home. Long rebound chased down by Charlie Amick. She then drives back in. She'll pull up from about 12. Off the back of the rim, no good. Grayson Tan in position for the rebound. Feeds Rahima. Sweeps out to Charlie at the top. Charlie fakes, shoots. Nope, pulls back. Now feeds Danny Watson. Now to Charlie in the corner. Swirls in and out. No good. Rahima Duran comes down with the rebound. To Watson. To Charlie. Right wing three. Off the front of the rim. No good. And now Perkins will finally come down with the rebound with 42 seconds to go in the first. Perkins got away with a travel. Feeds to Flores on the right wing. Now back to Perkins. Perkins driving it. Feeds to Chestnut. Chestnut. Driver and has the ball poked away by Tan. Tan ends up losing her footing. Chestnut gathers the ball back in. To Rivalcaba, 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Rivalcaba goes down low to Flores, who got behind everybody. She had to go a bit too far to gather. We're going to end up with a stolen ball. And Rahima Duran will go up court to Grayson Tan, who's behind everybody, and lays it up and in. Fast break bucket brought to you by Rahima Duran. Grayson Tan with the bucket. And then coming up court, Rahima tries to get the steal, and she'll pick up the foul. That'll be her first personal. Fourth team foul. And Ella Burwell to check in for Mack High, and she will spell Delaney Chestnut. So Perkins will inbound to Daisy Flor. Nope, sorry, that's Rubel Kaba. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. To Burwell, to Flores, kick out to Perkins. She'll pull up from 18 as the shot clock expires and the first quarter comes to an end. And it's all college plays. After one quarter of play, Lady Hawks 19, Mack High Pioneers 1. Back with the second quarter here from the Hawks Nest. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks spent one quarter just harassing Mack High into turnover after turnover, similar to what we had at Milton Freewater last year. But as I recall, after one quarter of play, the score was something like 7-2. Lady Hawk offense firing well, scoring off turnovers, both the starters and the bench players. Lady Hawks up 19-1 as we go into the second quarter. Got to hand it to the Pioneers, though. They struggled last year as well, and they kept their heads high the whole time, and they're doing it again tonight. As Perkins will inbound to Burwell. Burwell up top, going to be met by the Duran sisters. Now to Perkins on the right wing. Now back to Burwell at top. Swinger on to Rubalcaba. Rubalcaba kick out to Perkins on the right wing. Sorry. Yeah, that was Perkins. Now feeds Rubalcaba. Going to go up against Ellie Andrews. Ends up getting blocked and scramble for Rima Duran forces a turnover, got fouled on her way up, and then she went down and landed on the ball. That had to not feel so great. And that foul is going to be on Maritza Rubalcaba, her first personal third team foul. So Ellie Andrews will inbound to Perjukin. So you got the two Duran sisters out there right now. To Ellie Andrews on the right. Ellie. Now to Emma Niemeyer at the top. Now right wing, I believe, Rahima. Ty Elbryan in the right corner. Bryant to Rahima, to Pertukin at the top. Pertukin, right wing, sorry, left wing, Ellie Andrews pulls up for three off the side of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound, and he picked up by Pertukin. She'll then turn up, put up from 12, puts that off the side of the rim, no good. And another rebound, and then it hits Emma Niemeyer, who puts up a rainbow from about 8 feet and gets her fourth point of the game. 21-1, College Place. 7 minutes to go here in the third. Perkins at center circle on the left wing, Rubalcaba. Now at the top to Burwell. Now back to Rubalcaba on the left wing. And the Pioneers can't shoot long. They're getting the looks. They're not taking them. Perkins has it on the right wing. Has the ball tipped. Gets it to Burwell. 10 on the shot clock. And then Rahima tried to go for the steal on Rubalcaba, and I believe they're going to call a foul on her. Yeah. That will be Rahima's second personal. 15 foul. Delaney Chestnut, freshman, will check back in and spell Maritza Rubalcaba. So Perkins will take it out far sideline. She'll feed to Burwell right about center circle. Now at the top two, that was 20. That was Madison Stifel. Oh, Rahima stole the pass with Burwell in pursuit, and Rahima's going to finish it. Rahima with the steal in the bucket. 23-1 College Place. Hello. Oh, man. Yep, over and back. Burwell crossed the timeline, then fed Perkins in the backcourt. And, yeah, you can't do that. So, and the Pox immediately inbounds the ball, and the ref goes, you got to give me the ball first. So he'll remind Pertukin of that, who gets the sheepish little smile on her face, feed to Ellie Andrews, now back to Pertukin. Now left wing Niemeyer, she'll pull up for three. Man, what a rainbow she's got. Rahima comes down with a rebound, kicks back out to Emma. Emma steps in, pulls up from 18. Another rainbow that drops. Emma Niemeyer now with 6 points. And it's 25-1 college plays. Emma Niemeyer with more field goals than anybody on the court. As Burwell gives to Stifel, to Perkins, swing out to Chestnut on the left wing. And that pass is going to be stolen by Bertukin. She then is going to come back into the backcourt, and she'll feed Isla Bryant. Bryant will walk that up, now feed back to Bertukin. Now right wing Ellie Andrews. Andrews down low to Ayala, kicks out to Rahima in the corner for three. It's going to be long. Tip rebound, Flores can't quite get it. Feeds to Bertukin. Damon Niemeyer didn't touch anything, so we have no shot clock. Emma goes down to Rahim. What a beautiful pass. Rahima Duran brought to you by Emma Niemeyer, and I think we got a foul on the play. Great pass. Yeah. That foul is on Madison Stifel. That is her first personal. As Miley Rhodes and Ariana Garcia-Brown will check in for the Pioneers. And Rahima Durant will now take your first free throw. First from the charity stripe this evening. Lady Hawks up 27-1. And Rahima Durant with a chance of a three-point play off the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to be brought down by Delaney Chestnut, who then has a strip by Rahima. Rahima goes down, feeds Ellie, feeds Bertukin, got behind everybody, lay-in's too strong. But then Ellie Andrews for the offensive rebound and put back. A little reverse lay-in from Ellie. That's her first bucket of the evening. 29-1. You can call off the dogs, but I'll tell you what, folks starting on the bench were dominating in the second half of the first quarter as Chestnut has the ball in the corner with Aiello over her. Lost her dribble, picked up by Bertukin. Duran, turnover after turnover after turnover for Mack High. Up court to Emma Niemeyer. She pulls up left wing. Back to Bertukin on the top. Right wing, Ellie Andrews. She'll pull it for three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Lost out of bounds by Ariana Garcia-Brown. Maritza Rubalcaba and Haley Stifel will now check in. And we're going to have a timeout. Yeah, we're going to have a timeout. College Place with 4:53 to go in the first half. Brace yourselves. Lady Hawks 29. Mack High Pioneers 1. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Julie Hill called that timeout, I think, to just maybe make some modifications on offense. To be perfectly honest, I mean, the route was even more on than usual, and I think she wanted to give Mack High a breather as Ellie Andrews will inbound. Oh, man, she's got Bertukin on the right wing, who then turns around and pulls up from 12 and hits. Yeah, Bertukin Duran with her third bucket of the game. 31-1, College Place. And Ayala Bryant's going to steal the outlet pass feed to Rahima. Burwell ended up getting behind her. Now she'll kick back out to Ellie Andrews on the right wing for three. Way too long, no good. And rebound going on the deck. We got a jump ball. Bertukin Duran mixing it up with Ariana Garcia-Brown. Possession arrow favoring the Lady Hawks. Boy, oh boy. This is fun. I mean, it's no fun for Mack High, but good heavens. Ayala Bryant goes long to Bertukin Duran. Now feed to, that's Niemeyer. Now right wing Rahima. Now down to Niemeyer, driving in, ends up going up against three, and you're going to get tied up. Actually has the ball stripped by Garcia-Brown. And Garcia-Brown will actually bring it up to Burwell. Quickly swings to Rubalcaba in the left corner. She then now gets tied up by Bertukin. Now feed to Garcia-Brown. Her shot swirls in and out, no good. That was a good-looking shot. really like only the first or second real shot the Pioneers have had. So Bertukin goes up court to Emma Niemeyer. Niemeyer now in the left corner to Ellie Andrews. Andrews down low to Ayala Bryant. Back out to Andrews. 16 on the shot clock. Cross court to Bertukin. Bertukin now at the top to Rahima. Rahima kicking out to Ellie. And Ellie had the shot, and she decided not that that was Niemeyer who took the shot. To Bertukin to Niemeyer. Drives into the key from 8 feet. Knocks it home. Emma Niemeyer, 8 points. Here in the first half, brought to you by Bertukin Duran, 33-1, College Place. Mack High struggling as Garcia Brown feeds to Will Caba. Back to Garcia Brown at the top. Now on the right wing to Burwell. Burwell goes down low to, that's Haley Stifle. She gets a shot off, ends up being an air ball, and Ellie Andrews will come down with a rebound. She will bring it up, goes up court to Rahima. Rahima gets cut off by Mackenzie Smith. Now feeds out to Ellie Andrews. Now back to Rahima in the corner. Rahima. And call five. Oh, she lost the ball out of bounds. I beg your pardon. So Abby Perkins will check in. Now we're going to have a line change. Julie Hell is going to empty her bench. We've got Carly Ray, Annie Watson, Grace Linton, and Charlie Amick all coming in. So Ayala Bryant is going to be the only one out there who started the second quarter. And this lineup kind of dominated as well. So we'll see what happens. As Burwell is going to be met by Charlie. Has the ball stolen by Grace Linton. It's 2-on-1. Grayson's going to go all the way and drops it home! Grace Linton with 6 points. 35-1 College Place. Check it out. Abigail Perkins will bring it up. Feed to Burwell. Now to, that is Mackenzie Smith. She'll pull up for three. That shot ends up being no good. Rebound ends up getting lost out of bounds by Annie Watson for College Place. So Mack High will get the ball. Perkins will take it out baseline with 17 on the shot clock. She'll have Ayala Bryant come in her face. Perkins running out of time. Finally gets the ball into Rubalcaba. Rubalcaba ties up in the left corner. Feeds back down to, that was Stifle, who gets the first field goal of the game. It is 35-3 College Place. It's Amick on the left wing to Ton. Cross court to, gosh, 11. These numbers I got to get used to. Annie Watson to Charlie Amick at the top. To Watson on the right wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound is going to be brought down by Smith. She'll then feed, that is Perkins. Perkins will bring it up, give on the right wing back to Smith. She'll pull up for long three. Oh, it was a long way from everywhere, but then Charlie Amick tried to block the ball and knock Smith down. So Charlie will pick up her second personal, and perhaps more importantly, is going to send Mackenzie Smith to the line for three. The Lady Pioneers are 1-for-2 so far. For the longest time, their lone point came from Abby Perkins. She got the front end of a two set in the first quarter. So, yeah, Smith bounces the first one high and drops, making it 35-4. As Ellie Andrews will check in and spell Ayala Bryant with 1:53 to go in the first. So Smith, a freshman, puts up another high arcing shot, swirls in and out, no good. Oh, they just gave her two. All right, so Charlie Amick will take the rebound. She'll bring it up. Now pull up in the corner for three. Oh, my goodness. Nope, that was long. I was going to say had a good line. Grayson Tonnell come down with the rebound. Feed to Charlie on the right wing. Amick goes down low to, that is Ray. Now back to Amick, who steps back for three and hits nothing but net from Charlie Amick. The Lady Hawks have four threes. It is 38-4 as Burwell will bring it up with Ton all over her like stink on cheese. She'll feed to Smith. Has it stolen by Charlie Amick. Amick with Smith in pursuit. Dog drives down the right lane and lays it up and in. Charlie Amick now with 7 points. 40-4 College Place coming up on 60 seconds to go here in the first. As Flores will pull up for a long three that ends up being no good, and Ton will come down with the rebound. She'll feed Amick. And Charlie will bring it up. Now pulling up on the left. Now drives in. Now pulls back out. Now to Ton at the top. Now on the right wing, Ellie Andrews. She'll pull up for three. Oh, man alive. That's just not fair. Ellie Andrews with a right wing bomb. 43-4. Goodness gracious. Long outlet pass is going to end up being gathered in by Madison Smith, who shot goes in and out, no good. Maritza Rubalcaba ends up losing the rebound out of bounds. Daisy Flores, the sophomore, will check in and spell Mackenzie Smith. And Ray will inbound to Charlie Amick. Yep, Carly Ray, sophomore. Nope, that's not Carly Ray. Who the heck is that? That is Carly Ray. I did have it right. Ellie Andrews has the ball on the left wing. Down low to Grayson Taunt. Oh, man, pulls up from 12. Hello, Grayson Taunt, look out. She's got 8 points. 45-4, much more effective in offense is Grayson Taunt this year. That is good to see. Is tip rebound going to be brought back down and stolen by College Place, then lost? Nope, Charlie Amick's going to gather it back in. 5 seconds to go. Oh, feeds Taunt in transition, but then she's going to get called for traveling. A relatively rare turnover for College Place, but they have been epidemic for Mack High as Delaney Chestnut will check in. And she'll spell Ella Burwell with 3 seconds to go. So Chestnut will inbound to Perkins. And Perkins will walk it up, give on the right wing to Rubalcaba, can't get the shot off, and the first half comes to an end. And I'll tell you what, Lady Hawks playing the most dominant game I've ever seen them play. They lead Mack High in the Hawks Nest at halftime, 45-4. We'll be back with a first half breakdown, and obviously what the Lady Hawks need to do in the second half. It should be pretty clear to outline, but we'll cover all that after we take this break. We're live here from the Hawks Nest. College Place in Lady Hawk basketball leads the Mack High Lady Pioneers 45-4 at halftime. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
There's no place like home for the holidays, especially one filled with the pleasant smells and tastes of the season. Let us help. Hopper Specialty Meats is featuring smoked whole turkeys, turkey breasts, and turkey legs, and smoked Christmas hams throughout the holidays. Get your holiday turkeys and Christmas hams pre-ordered today. Call Hopper Specialty Meats at 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Or stop in and see us in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice on your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So I've been covering College Place Lady Hawk basketball off and on ever since the athletic program initiated, however many years ago that was. I think I took it. 2 or 3 year hiatus. Once because of a job I had that prevented me from doing athletics, and then another is I got the opportunity to call for my home high school. So it's a high school I work for is Tri-Cities Prep. And then I got the privilege, really, of getting back to calling College Place Athletics last year. And in the various years that I've called College Place basketball, I have never seeing the women dominate like they have in this first half to open this 25-26 season against the Mack High Pioneers. Last year, we beat the Pioneers in Milton Freewater 30-17. First quarter back in Milton Freewater was an exercise in futility largely from both teams. Lady Hawks, however, ended up leading, as I recall, something like 7-2 after one quarter. It's a little bit different this year. We lead 17-1 after one quarter. We lead 45-4 at the half. It is the most dominant demonstration of college boys basketball, frankly, boys or girls, that I have ever seen. And they're spreading the ball around. They're playing tough defense. They're not only are they causing turnovers, which they did last year against Mack High, they are exploiting them, which we did not do last year. So I'll actually give the summary of the first half and what the Lady Hawks need to do to succeed in the second right now. They just need to keep doing what they've been doing. Full court press, generating turnovers. Even when they're not doing a full court press, they're generating turnovers. And the great thing is that they are spreading the ball around on offense. They're getting everyone involved. We've got a lot of shots. I can't say our shooting percentage is all-time greatest, but nevertheless, when we're open, we're getting good looks, and we're hitting them. Scoring summary for Mack High. They have 4 points. This is going to be pretty straightforward. Abigail Perkins, 1 point from a free throw. Miley Rhodes, 1 point with a free throw. And Haley Stifle, the sophomore, has their lone bucket. They've really only taken, like, maybe 4 honest shots. And Haley Stifle has one of them from, I want to say, about 10 feet just outside the key. For the Lady Hawks, 44 points. And they are sharing the round. Carly Ray, 2 points. Ayala Bryant, 3 points. Lady Hawks have 5 3-pointers, and Ayala has one of them. Raheema Duran with 4 points. Ellie Andrews with 5 points. She has one of those bombs. Bertukin Duran tied for high scorer with 2 other people with 8 points. Charlie Amick has 7 points on 3 field goals. And then also with 8 points, Emma Niemeyer, 8 points, all from relatively close in. And she's been getting some good looks, putting up that wonderful rainbow of hers and making it count. And then I love saying this. Grace Anton is tied for lead scorer. She has 8 points, all from down low. She's been causing turnovers. She's been scoring from mid-range. It has just been an absolute delight to see. I am sure Julie Hill is thrilled to see Ton having the game that she's having, and her game has grown considerably from last year. And hats off to her for obviously she has put some work in, and it is shown against a Mack High Pioneer team. God bless them. They keep their heads up. They never, ever hang their heads. They keep plugging. They have been struggling. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look to some extent at the games the Hawks have coming up, as well as the scoreboard. We had a bunch of action in the SCAC non-league action, as every team is probably going to play 2 non-league games before league play starts next week. So we have a lot of those non-league scores to report from last night. We'll bring those to you after we take this 2-minute break, as we're at halftime here at the Hawks Nest, and it is all Lady Hawks. College Place 45, Mack High 4 from the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and if you were just tuning in, you hadn't already heard, man, it's all Lady Hawks. College Place 45, Mac High 4. Beat them 30-17, Milton Freewater last year, and it is a different game this year. And Lady Hawks do not have Lou Weber out there to boot, and at least against the Pioneers. Pardon me. You'd never have any idea they were struggling. So I promised the SCAC scoreboard, and the season just underway. There's not a whole lot to report, but there were a number of non-league games last night. Zilla, the Leopards traveled to Prosser, and the Mustangs beat Zilla 71-54. Kai B traveled to 2B Riverview and beat up on the Panthers 63-39. And then 2B Tri-Cities Prep, that's my home school, went to Waluk, went up to Mattawa, and beat poor Waluk 56-32. Waluk did not win a game last year, and they're not off to a good start against the smaller Tri-Cities Prep Jaguars, playing that game yesterday. And then finally, Royal traveled to Chelan, and the Lady Knights beat up on Chelan 51-31. For the Lady Hawks, they're scheduled through Christmas, that we have scheduled thus far. Obviously, we have Mac High today on Saturday. The Lady Hawks will be hosting Riverside to return the favor, having traveled to Boardman last year. And then next Tuesday will be the lone road trip of the month, except possibly for a Christmas tournament yet to be determined. Next Tuesday, Lady Hawks will travel to Natchez Valley. Then there are hosting Wapato, home on the 13th, hosting Cashmere, home on the 19th, hosting Connell, a team we swept last year. And then finally rounding things out before Christmas, on the 20th, taken fact, we will be on the road for that game. That's on Saturday, and that'll be in Benton City to take on the Lady Bears, a team that we split with last year. So we move to the second half, and the Pioneers will have the ball to start. And so this will be, that is Perkins inbounding to Burwell, and the Pioneers moving from left to right as we sit here on the scorer's table. I should have said that earlier. And her tip pass going to be stolen by Ella Bryant. Man, turnover city. To Bertukin. Now up to Ayala. Coming down the left wing. Pulls up. Feeds on the left wing to Niemeyer. Now to Bertukin at the top. Bertukin now on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews, that's the starting five out there. So cross to Niemeyer. Niemeyer down low to Ellie. And she ends up putting it. Man, that's a tough shot. Ended up being no good. And Perkins will muscle the rebound down. And she has the ball, lost her dribble, and it's going to be picked up by Bertukin. Yet another Mac High turnover. Up the wing to Charlie Amick. Drives down, bounce pass to Ayala. Ayala had a chance to turn around, and said she'll feed back to Amick for three, and banks it home. Charlie Amick from downtown. 48-4, College Place. Burwell will walk it up. On the left wing, Rubalcaba wants to go down in the middle to Perkins. Tapped, going to be brought down by Chestnut. Chestnut feeds down to 20. She ends up losing the ball. It's going to be picked up by Emma Niemeyer. So that ball lost by Madison Stifle. Delly Andrews, she'll pull up for three. That's an air ball, but Ayala Bryant is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Bryant now with 5 points. And the only person who hasn't scored out there thus far is Annie Watson. As Burwell has her pass tipped, and it almost gets stolen. Chestnut ends up poking it out of bounds. Nope, I take it back. They're going to say poked out of bounds by the Lady Hawks. So Chestnut will take it out right in front of the scorer's table, and she'll feed to Perkins, who will now walk it up past center circle. Now Bertukin will come out on her. Now on the right wing to Chestnut. Chestnut, if I don't know who she... I don't see who made the shot. I'm going to grant it to Rubalcaba as she hit from beyond the free throw line. Second field goal of the game as Niemeyer has the ball on the left wing. She then drives in, lost the dribble, feeds to Bryant, swing around to Bertukin. She then drives in, puts up from 12 and hits. Bertukin Duran with a mid-range jumper. She now has 10 points. 52-6 college place. Man, making things work on offense like we never saw last year. As Chestnut and Haley Stiefel miscommunicate, and Chestnut throws the ball away. I'll tell you what, if I'm counting turnovers, that is where Mack High has us badly outnumbered. And part of the reason why the score is as lopsided as it is. But the Lady Hawks deserve some credit because they've executed. They've finished. As Andrews feeds on the left wing to Niemeyer. Drives baseline, kicks out to Bertukin. Cross to Charlie Yamick with 15 on the shot clock. Deontay go down low to Isla Bryant. She's got to kick out to Andrews. Andrews then drives in. Oh, she got... Nope, they're going to say she got fouled. Just as she was about to get away with the travel, Delaney Chestnut ends up picking up her first personal. First team foul of the second half. So Ellie Andrews will take it up baseline with a fresh 30. 4:52 to go in the first, and you got a running clock as the Lady Hawks up 52-6 to Bertukin on the right wing. Feed to Charlie Amick, pulls up from 18, off the side of the rim, no good. Stiefel will come down with a rebound. She'll feed Perkins in the backcourt. Perkins bringing it up, gives on the right wing to Rubalcaba. Wanted to get it on low to Stiefel. Yeah, Emma Niemeyer is going to step in and steal it. She'll feed to Andrews, to Durand, the only Durand sister out there, and she'll wait for the others to come up. Bertukin in the left corner to Amick. One touch to Ellie Andrews. To Niemeyer. Drives in. Kicks out to Bertukin in the corner. Ellie up top. Andrews to Niemeyer in the corner. And they're going to call her for travel. They're going to say she took off before putting the ball down. And so Burwell will take it out in front of the bench. And we got a line change coming in. Julie Hill emptying her right now four-man bench for woman bench as Stiefel puts it up from about eight. No good. Niemeyer come down with the rebound. She'll feed Ellie Andrews. Ellie up court to Charlie Amick. Pulls up on the right wing. She'll pull up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Burwell will come down with a long rebound, and she's going to run it up, but Bertukin's going to chase up behind her and poke it out of bounds. Still going to be Mack High basketball. So you got Carly Ray, Annie Watson, Raheema Duran, and Grayson Ton all checking in. Bryant, Bertukin, Charlie Amick, and Ellie Andrews will all check out. As Emma Niemeyer will stay out there, ends up going long to Stiefel. Stiefel has the ball tipped, manages to get it to Delaney Chestnut, who almost had an over and back. They decided not to call it. She then drives in, has the ball poked away by Niemeyer. Ends up going on the deck, and we got a jump ball. And who fought for that jump ball? Watson. Annie Watson with the hustle. And the position of favors College Place. As Carly Rail inbound to Raheema Duran. Raheema, he'll bring it up, give on the right wing to Watson. Now down low to Niemeyer. Scoop down low to Ton. Nice scoop shot. Can't quite go in. Long rebound track down by Raheema Duran. Going to feed to Ray on the left wing. Carly, the redhead dribbling around, feeds to Watson on the right wing. Watson now swinging around to Raheema on the left wing. Loses her defender, drives down the left wing, lays it up, hangs on the rim, no good. Tip rebound, who wants it? It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Mack High. I'd say this, that against Mack High last year, the Lady Hawks played tentatively. They are playing with such confidence this evening. As Chestnut on the left wing, feeds in the corner to Stiefel, wants to drive baseline, puts it up with, that was Watson in her face. Carly Ray comes down with a rebound. They're going to say she stepped on the baseline trying to bring the ball in. Daisy Flores checking in for the Pioneers. And remember, you do have a running clock, so this is going to be a fast third quarter. And see, Perkins gives to Rubalcaba for a left wing three. That's a long shot, no good. And Grayson Tonnell come down with a rebound. She feeds Ray up court to Raheema in transition. Nice bounce pass, good Lord, to Watson, whose shot ends up being no good, but she got set on her backside, so she got fouled. She's going to go to the line. Let's see. That foul's on Abby Perkins. That'll be her first personal. And Annie Watson to the line. She's the only one who doesn't have a point tonight. Lady Hawks 0 for 1 from the line thus far. And Watson banks the first home. Everybody on the board for College Place. Who cares if she called glass or not? Nice shot there, Miss Watson. And Ellie, one dribble with spin, and puts out of the back of the rim, no good. But Niemeyer's going to muscle the rebound. Her putback is too strong, and Stifel comes down with the rebound, stolen by Rahima. Feeds to Ton, now to Ray in the corner, now back out to Rahima on the left wing. Got away with the travel to Niemeyer at the top of the key. Puts up that rainbow off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound brought down by Stifel. She'll feed in the backcourt to Perkins. Under a minute to go here in the third, as Perkins will walk it up. Now feed to, that is Garcia Brown at the top of the key. We're going to have a grabbing foul on Rahima Durand, I think. Yeah, Rahima will pick up her third personal. That's the first team foul of the second half. Or does that even matter? We go with quarters now, don't we? Outlet pass to Stifel. Feedback to Perkins in the corner. Down low to Garcia as the ball tipped out of bounds in by Grace Linton, who's played with some Charlie Hustle tonight. Perkins will take it out baseline. The clock ticking under 10 now. Still trying to get the ball in. Finally gets it in low to Flores, who then has the ball tipped out of bounds by College Place. But that will be the last play of the third quarter. So after three quarters of play, you got yourself a running clock, and the Lady Hawks still dominating. They lead Mack High 53-6 going into the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk basketball live from the Hawks Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
After three quarters of play, the Lady Hawks dominating Mack High 53-6 here at home. Got ourselves a running clock going, so Lady Hawks only outscored Mack High 8-3 in the third period. They outscored Mack High 28-3 in the second quarter. Just a show. In particular, in that second quarter, as Chestnut will inbound, and the Hawks putting on some pressure again as Ton tried to steal the ball from Flores, but they're going to call a foul on Graceland. That will be, where are you? That is her first person. Ayala Bryant to check in, and she'll spell Emma Niemeyer, who's been out there all of the second half. And it'll be Mackenzie Smith inbounding for the Pioneers. And she gets it to, that's Garcia Brown. Garcia Brown dribbling to the right with Rahim all over her. And passes getting tipped. It's going to be brought down by Smith. Smith. Oh, one of the feet's going to be stolen by Rahima with Garcia Brown in pursuit. And Rahima's able to finish. That is her second steal, fast break bucket. Rahima with 9 points. No, take that. 7 points. As Garcia Brown from the right wing launches the ball at the side of the rim. No good. Rahima will come down with a long rebound. Feeds Isla Bryant in transition. We got a 2-on-1 fast break. She'll then turn around. Wanted to feed Carly Ray, but who was that? Haley Stifel? No, Madison Stifel coming up behind. Managed to tip the ball out of bounds. So still be called to play basketball. Isla Bryant will take it out baseline with that running clock. To Rahima, to Carly Ray. Back to Rahima in the right corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, Graceland Tawn to Rahima. In the corner, Dyla Bryant for three. That's no good. But then, oh, Watson had the rebound off the side of the rim, no good. But Rahima will pull up the rebound to Ayla Bryant for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Lady Hawks getting their looks. Ball ends up going out of bounds, and the Pioneers will have the ball. The Lady Hawks obviously not pressing, up 53-6. Goodness gracious. And all this without Lou Weaver on the court. As Tawn tried to steal the ball from Flores, and they're going to call her again for pumping Flores. So that'll be Graceland's second personal. As Mackenzie Smith will take it out far sideline for the Pioneers. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Lady Hawks comfortably going to go to 1-1 as Watson steps into the passing lane, tips the ball to Rahima Duran. Yet another steal slash turnover as Isla Bryant will walk it up to Rahima on the left wing. In the corner to Watson will pull up for three. That's a long air ball. And Smith will come down with a rebound for the Pioneers. She'll then feed to Chestnut. And Chestnut will bring it up. The freshman gives to, that is Madison Stifles, I believe, to Mackenzie Smith for a long two off the top of the backboard. Somehow they didn't call out of bounds. Rahima Duran comes down with the rebound, feeds Tawn in transition. What a beautiful scoop shot that goes halfway in and out. No good. That's not fair, but Rahima Duran is there to clean up and put it away. 8 points for Rahima. And we got Charlie Amick and Andrews, the starters, going to come back in to finish things up as Chestnut tries to drive left lane, and I believe she got fouled by Watson. Is that right? Yeah, Annie Watson's going to pick up her first personal. So Mackenzie Smith will go to the line for two. And the Pioneers are 2 for 4. So we got this line change with a starting five back out there again. Bertukin Duran, Ellie Andrews, Charlie Amick, Ayala Bryant, and Emma Niemeyer. As Chestnut will try to inbounds, has it stolen by Bertukin Duran, who will then feed Niemeyer. Now up court to Bertukin. Duran up court now to Bryant in the corner to Charlie for three, and she hits it. Charlie Amick with her third three, and it's 60-6 College Place. Chestnut feeds the ball down low to Madison Stifle, loses the ball out of bounds. My goodness gracious. Lady Hawks led at one point 33-1. As Bertukin on the left wing to Ellie Andrews. Andrews, one dribble to Niemeyer. Now to Charlie on the right wing. Amick, oh, down low to Bryant, who then kicks on the other side to Ellie Andrews. Swirls in and out, no good, but somehow Ella Bryant comes down with a rebound. Kicks it out to Durand in the corner to Ellie for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Again, Bryant is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Scramble for the rebound. Put down by Bertukin. Feed to Andrews. Andrews, cross court to Charlie. She'll pull up for three from the right wing. Swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound. Who wants it? Ellie Andrews does. Man, everything. Steals, offensive rebounds. Durand on the left wing to Niemeyer at the top. Down low to Charlie. Kicking out to Bryant from about 15. Off the side of the rim, no good. This time Burwell's going to come down with a rebound. Has it tip. Taken then by Niemeyer. Lady Hawks just will not give up the basketball. Kick across to Ellie Andrews, left wing three. Swings it home! Ellie Andrews from downtown for the second time. 63-6. Stifle on the right wing. Gets tied up with Ayala Bryant. Loses the ball out of bounds. Mercy, mercy me. Haley Stifle will check in and spell Daisy Flores. Coming up on 2:15 to go with this running clock, and the Lady Hawks are going to go to 1-0. I can comfortably say that. Up 63-6. Niemeyer has the ball on the left wing at the top to Charlie Amick. Amick on the right wing to Andrews. Andrews coming around the top to Charlie at the top of the key. Down low to Bryant. Kick out to Duran. Fakes the three. Instead pulls up at the top of the key. Swirls in and out. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Who wants it? It's going to be Emma Niemeyer. To Bertukin. Tip pass. Deli Andrews on the right wing. And they're going to call her for taking off without dribbling. Pioneers have to be north of 25 turnovers. I think that's like the fifth for the Lady Hawks. Now, to be honest, I've not been tracking And I definitely have observer's bias. But mercy, mercy me. So what are we? Who is that? That is Smith. Ends up putting up a shot from the top of the key. No good. Gets her own rebound. Drives it back up. Now she'll feed to Daisy Chestnut. That shot's no good. No, rebound Pioneers. Again, the putback is no good. This time Bryant will come down with a rebound. Pioneers with some offensive rebounds. Oh, outlet to Charlie Amick, who's able to lay it up and in. That was brought to you by Ayala Bryant. And Charlie Amick having an excellent game. 15 points as Chestnut has her pass stolen by Charlie Amick, who stepped on the sideline. Yep, I could see it unfolding. And the ref was waiting for it. Yeah, the momentum almost indicated that had to happen. As Rubalcaba will check in, and Delaney Chestnut will go to the bench. Under a minute to go. As Burwell will inbound to Rubalcaba. And the Pioneers, they're sitting out there with their heads up. They're still just comfy. They're still playing as hard as they can as they get the inbound to Rubalcaba. Loses the ball, managed to get it to Burwell. Burwell dribbling around, getting double team, has the ball. That's going to be stolen. Nope, got a jump ball. As Ellie Andrews ends up tying up Mackenzie Smith. And they want to hurry, 16 seconds. And the ref's going, dude, what's the rush? Come on. You're Duran calls two, gives on the right wing to Amick for a long two, swirls in and out, no good. And I don't know what it is, a race. Bryant comes down with a rebound, kicks out to Andrews, and the game comes to an end. And man, the Lady Hawks lead from start to finish. They obliterate Mack High here at home, 65-6. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next. You are listening to Lady Hawk Basketball live from the Hawks Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Lady Hawks opened the season. Last year they beat Riverside and then they went to Mack High and beat Mack High 30-17 in Milton Freewater. And this year, boy, that's a different story. Lady Hawks lead 17-1 after one quarter. 45-4 at halftime. They outscored Mack High 28-3 in the second quarter. And then you have a running clock. And the Lady Hawks still outscore them 8-3 in the third and pitched a shutout, 12-0 in the fourth. Lady Hawks go to 1-0 with authority, as they once said. And boy, did they. it was the most complete beatdown I have ever seen a College Place team put on anybody. It was complete, and we did not have the services of Lou Weaver. So Granted, it's just one game, and it was a Mack High team that was decidedly overmatched, but boy, did that have some potential promise for the rest of the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary. For Mack High, we have Abby Perkins and Miley Rhodes, each with 1 point. They hit free throws in the first half. And then Maritza Rubalcaba with 2 points and Haley Stifel with 2 points. They both had field goals. Stifel hit hers in the second quarter, and Rubalcaba hit from the left wing in the third quarter. But that was it. The name of the game for the Lady Hawks, they were forcing turnovers. They were capitalizing on those turnovers, which they had some trouble doing last year. And offensively, they were sharing it all over the place. Lady Hawks had 9 players on the bench with the lack of Lou Weaver being available. Everybody scored. Newcomer Annie Watson sunk a free throw in the fourth quarter, so she got 1 point. Carly Ray, relatively new to the team, she got 2 points. Ayla Bryant, 5 points. All scoring in the first half. Grayson Tunn, Emma Niemeyer, Rahima Durand, all with 8 points. Ellie Andrews, 5 points after one half. She had 8 points to finish the game. And then your leading scorers, Patukin Durand with 10 points and Charlie Amick, 15 points, 6 field goals, 3 of them threes. You know, you said you wanted Amick to be hitting from downtown. Well, she found a little bit of her shooting touch against Mack High. So let's hope she can keep doing that as the Lady Hawks will finish up non-league play this Saturday. Again, there's been not a whole lot of opportunity for non-league play as the Lady Hawks have Mack High tonight, and they're going to play Riverside on Saturday. Details on that game in just a moment. And then they'll start league play against Natchez Valley next Tuesday. So next game for the Lady Hawks, they're going to be here in College Place, and they'll be hosting Riverside. That game, that tip-off, slated to start at 6:30. That will not be a broadcast. So if you wish to see if you wish to get the details of this game, you need to attend. Your humble broadcaster is going to be out of town. I work for Tri-Cities Prep, and Tri-Cities Prep is in the state championship at Husky Stadium on Saturday. So Rod Vazari was kind enough to give me the day off. I'm going to go root on my high school players, but then we will be back with broadcast starting on Tuesday on the road at Natchez Valley. So next game for the Lady Hawks this Saturday, 6:30, here at the Hawks Nest. Be there. Support them in person. Next broadcast next Tuesday, 5:45 from Natchez Valley. We will see you then. But don't change that dial, as they used to say in broadcasting for years and years and years, as we have the boys coming up next. The final from the Hawks Nest, Lady Hawks 65, Mack High 6. Next broadcast on Tuesday against Natchez Valley. We'll see you then. You have been listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
As weather gets chillier, stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla. For pets and animals, find heated beds and bowls. You'll also find stock tank heaters. Feed dogs and cats well with Science Diet pet food. Ask about in-store specials. For you, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. For ice in your driveway, get rid of it in minutes with True Value brand ice melt. Prepare for cold weather right now. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store. East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.